Superman director James Gunn's Peacemaker says universe ruled by Nazi Christians not very different from our own. By Warner Todd Houston on October 5, 2025. Superman director James Gunn's second season of his HBO series Peacemaker is being ripped for its tone-deaf themes portraying an America run by Nazis who supposedly love Jesus. The latest season was already given a controversial launch with star John Cena engaging in a bisexual orgy. The series, conceived and written by Gunn himself, is an adults-only affair, with gritty violence, sexual themes, racism, and rough language. And after a 3.5-year wait, fans are now getting season 2. With the 6th episode now streaming, many are slamming Gunn for his head-on attack against conservatives, Christians, and white people, especially in the wake of the brutal murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Season 2's big reveal is that in an alternate universe, the United States has been taken over by Nazis. And not figuratively, either. The new flag in Gunn's America even has a Nazi swastika where the stars should be. As Giant Freakin' Robots Joshua Taylor pointed out, the plot is already driving left-wingers to social media to claim that Gunn is showing America as it is today and driving our real-life political rhetoric into more viciousness and dehumanizing, which will surely push lunatics towards more real-life political violence. If you frame all your political opponents as Nazis, it becomes justifiable to kill them. That framing has become so pervasive that in the last 2 weeks it resulted in the murder of political commentator Charlie Kirk and an attack on an ICE facility in Texas, which killed one and wounded two others, Taylor explained. Now here's Peacemaker, to add even more fuel to the America is run by Nazis rhetoric and probably get more people killed. Gunn lashed out at Taylor, of course, and called the writer a racist. GQ magazine asked Gunn about Taylor's criticism that the Nazi plotline was ill-timed and hackneyed, but Gunn wasn't appreciative of the criticism. I have a few racists that have called me polarizing. But I'm okay with being polarizing and letting racists fall to the wayside, the arrogant director replied. After the Nazi reveal, Gunn's next episode went after Christians, too, by insisting that Christians are Nazis who love Jesus. This scene from Peacemaker claims Nazis love Jesus. Is it true? pic.twitter.com/4yignineBigBr. Giant Freakin' Robot, at GF Robot, October 3, 2025. Taylor is not the only one questioning Gunn's actions. Nerdrotic's Gary Buchler is also dismissive of Gunn's seeming need to paint America as Nazified and all his critics as racists. In fact, in a recent podcast reacting to the second season of Peacemaker, the line spoken in the 6th episode that a Nazi America is just like our real America is genuinely a loathsome line. The panel on Buchler's podcast ripped Gunn for his harsh, anti-American rhetoric and his need to call fans racists. Many others agree that James Gunn has gone over the edge. Last night I watched the latest episode of Peacemaker and now I understand why people find James Gunn insufferable. Apparently, according to this show, Nazis love Jesus. Also, the USA has a Nazi problem, because, you know, they're Christians. What a stupid little man. Vanessa, Gothics, at Gothics TV. October 3, 2025. Nazis are literally everywhere. James Gunn pic.twitter.com/ab/nxtlcbs. Robo Bravo, at Robotink 3, October 5, 2025. James Gunn has lost the plot with Peacemaker. Every single piece of media made by liberals these days is the same story/message. It's so boring. How is this the same guy who did the first Guardians of the Galaxy? Can't wait for the Green Lantern show to be also somehow about. pic.twitter.com/bqjhncbw70. Endymion, at Endymion, October 3, 2025. James Gunn makes immature content for 12-year-olds and the world is waking up. pic.twitter.com/j2mefake. Omnipotent, at Undergrunds, December 29, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.